Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Ow, ouch, sick, bummer in the summer, or the joy of healing. Well, folks, if you're a regular listener, you know that health-wise, the past 18 months have been tough for me, a guy who luckily, with some help from the advisable good diet, exercise, take care of stress, get plenty of sleep lifestyle, has until recently been able to check that excellent health box on any and all forms requiring such self-assessment and public declaration. Then the worm, and that word worm feels just right. The worm turned with an Achilles strain that stopped me running and training to my goal of being the fastest old guy athlete in the Western Hemisphere, or at least among those who show up for a Syracuse race one day anyway. And then I fell on black ice and broke a rib. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And then got the flu twice. Sick, sick. Even though I got the flu shot. And soon I heard negative stuff popping up in my mind over and over. You know, the space like thinking, how much bad luck can one guy have? And then the handlebars on my bike came off. So with handlebars firmly in hand, I crashed, broke my fall with my hands, and broke my hand. Ouch, 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 ouch. More negative stuff. Can you believe those noodle heads designed those handlebars that way? Then, when my Achilles was finally a bit better, enough anyway to start me running again, didn't my sacroiliac joint, whoever knew that was a real thing, yell, pain, pain, stop, stop. More negative. What's up with this body of mine? And then my scalp got so itchy, I went to see my doc, who poked around and diagnosed dermatitis and gave me a special shampoo, but then said, by the way, one of these itchy spots looks like skin cancer. What? I wear a hat when I run. What's up, son? Bummer in the summer. And then the skin cancer doc said I had not one, but three suspicious possible cancer spots and cut them all out, none of which turned out to be cancer. Couldn't they tell me before they cut three chunks of me out? And meanwhile, I was allergic to the shampoo. So next I had spots all over my face too, and the dermatitis got infected, leading to antibiotics twice a day, on top of the 30 minutes a day for the sacroiliac PT exercises, and the 20 minutes a day for the get rid of the hand pain OT exercises, and the 5 a day for the Achilles stretch and strengtheners. Enough already! And then the hand doc told me the bike kaboom made my already bent pinky worse, so I need a painful surgery or a, get this, $4,000 injection, not much covered by insurance at all, if at all. Yow! As Johann Sebastian Bach said, I am much afflicted. Yeah, he got it right. So I've been discovering firsthand, so to speak, what the research shows. Health problems, especially chronic ones, make our minds cranky. Then I discovered something else when my wife asked how things went at my latest doctor's appointment. Looking into my eyes, she said, "Boy, you've had a lot for a long time." And I felt some better right then, with compassion from her and from myself. And the unhappy, ow, ouch, bummer, yow, mind pollution began clearing. And I find myself grateful to everyone caring for me. And then, a big surprise, I felt the joy of my body healing. What a pleasure to feel healing itself with a little help from my friends. Amazing. So thanks to all my PTs, OTs, MDs, RNs, pharmacists, and all you scientists backing them all up. Take good care of yourself, everybody. I'm Dr. Rich, Humpty Dumpty on the mend, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.